Listen up, Mayor Bloomberg. I've been hearing a lot of talk about what our schools need.
We don't have enough funds to raise books and stuff, so we're studying from like old books, and the teachers are paying for our books with their money.
That's Latia Buston, a seventh grader from IA 67 in the Bronx. Students often have to share books in class. My friend James Ford never finished high school.
How would you feel if you had to sit there and share a textbook with another student?
It's ridiculous.
James and I both went to Bushwick High School in Brooklyn. I dropped out last year. My experience at Bushwick was horrible. Instead of being able to bring books home, we often got handouts. We just grabbed them and put them in our back pockets and lose them most of the time. It didn't seem important. And for math class, if we wanted to refresh our memory on how to do a problem, we couldn't, because the handouts just had the questions, not how to do it on them. I know some students don't return their books to school, but the Board of Ed needs to find some solution. Textbooks and computer equipment should be a priority, and it's just as important to have school staff who are committed to making sure we get smarter.
Security guards need to be trained more, because kids used to walk out the school in front of security guards. They used to not do anything about it.
Jody Mercado was 19. She also dropped out of Bushwick High School. The students were frustrated. The teachers, too. Some of them felt hopeless when the students didn't show up. But I never saw a teacher speak with the students about how important it is to graduate. Instead, they seemed more concerned about whether the kids wore hats in the building. Here's what James has to say about that.
There's a difference between teachers who don't care and teachers who are fed up. But these teachers didn't care. They didn't put enough effort to get fed up, so I don't understand how they could have been fed up.
Classes need to be smaller. It's just too challenging for teachers to get the proper attention to students in big public schools. At Bushwick, guidance counselors are overwhelmed, but not everyone dare falls to the cracks. Elvis Acosta is 19 and graduated from there this past year.
My experience at Bushwick was the best experience of my life, as a student, but also in my personal life.
Elvis especially enjoyed the technology program. It's a good program where students learn graphic design and other computer stuff. Elvis says he had 100% support from his teachers, and now he's an intern at Microsoft. Here's his advice for the mayor.
The mayor should give more funding for night school, technology, Saturday school, and for trips to museums so that students can learn more of what they learn in class.
A lot of students do better in programs that are creative about educating them. Emily Gonzalez attends an alternative high school in Manhattan called Humanities Preparatory School.
I enjoy it because it's a diverse school and you have opportunities that you wouldn't be able to have in an ordinary high school. Teachers care about you. You're not just considered a number, and it really helps you to do the best that you can. Teachers really care about you.
Like Emily Gonzalez, I also attend an alternative school, Bushwick Outreach Center. When I dropped out of Bushwick High School, I thought I wouldn't be able to ever graduate. Now, I know I will. At my new high school, teachers hold us accountable if we miss school or homework. And they actually taught me how to study the correct way. Like one teacher told me, when I read something, to look up the words that I don't know, and then read it again so that I can understand. The next day when we would come in, she would put the words up on the board and tell us to define them. That was something I've never done before. I felt weird because I was actually studying. I wasn't used to having to pick up a dictionary. So, Mayor Bloomberg, these are a few simple things that you can accomplish for the schools. Train the staff to show their commitment to their students' education. You should make sure that all schools have at least the supplies they need. And for the less fortunate schools in poor communities of New York, look at the model of alternative schools that are working effectively. If you can't do that, you should think again about being in charge of the Board of Education. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Jesus Gonzalez.